In studio with me.
Good morning, Las Vegas.
One of my favorite people in the radio business, Holland Cook.
Always enjoy visiting.
Now, I love this. I was flipping through your tome, Survival Speech, Critical Communication Skills for the Way Things Are Now. And I was going through it. One of the things I know I've been terribly guilty of, I'm bad about this. Someone will call and I won't be able to take their call, so I'll send it to voicemail. And then rather than listen to the voicemail they left me,
I hate this.
I will call them back. Yes, I will call them back and I will say, you called me? And they'll be like, yeah, I just left you a voicemail.
This is the most annoying thing that happens so commonly. You followed instructions. You left a message.
Right.
And it says missed call and voicemail. So instead of showing you the courtesy of listening to the message you left because you followed instructions, they call back. And you say, you got my message, right? Well, no, I saw that you called. So they force you to repeat the whole thing over again.
Guilty.
And I'm not saying that this will get you shunned. But in the aggregate, our day is full of annoyances. Do you want to be one more?
No, I don't.
Respect for the other person's attention is what survival speech is all about. We are in coping mode. They say that the recession ended in 2009. We're in an agonizingly gradual recovery. Can you tell the difference? Americans are coping now, and our attention is divided. So everything that you can do to cut through the mental clutter will cause your day to be more successful, and people are just going to like you more if you've listened to the voicemail they left instead of just calling back.
Isn't that so true? Because by then they could be on to another call and you're wasting their time.
Yeah.